What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It's the Fightful Select Q&A for June 21st, 2024. A live edition if you're here watching live. Drop in our chat here on YouTube or leave a comment below on the post. I know I didn't give you guys as much time to ask questions this go around. I apologize for that. And if you want to get a question in and you don't necessarily have time, or you didn't fit the window there, go over to our Discord, ask a question over there. I'm also going to do some text Q&As here and there as well, and all that. But yeah, we greatly appreciate you guys, especially those of you who subscribe to Fightful Select. It is our lifeblood. So let's go ahead and get into these questions. Tamala says, any Alexa news? I haven't heard of any Alexa news. So I'll give you a little peek inside how I handle stuff like that. If someone is on maternity or paternity leave, I kind of just fuck off. I kind of just like don't ask about it because I don't want to sit there and like poke and prod or anything like that. So I don't usually ask about things like that. Celine says, how many years are left on Alexa's contract? So that's an interesting thing because I don't know if they can add maternity leave on. I don't know if that's a thing where it's like up to the performer or something like that. I don't know necessarily how that works. And it's something I can find out and I will, but, or at least how it was during the previous regime. But that's something that I've wondered, like, would they leave that up to the talent? Would they like automatically add it? Is Swerve Ospreay a title for title match? No, it is just for Swerve's title. As of now, there are creative plans for Ospreay's international title, and they're trying to level that up again, so to speak, and make it even more important than it appears right now. How is Jamie Hayter? Do you think that we can get Jamie Hayter back by All In? I think that would be a best case scenario. I haven't necessarily heard an update on Jamie Hayter and if and when she's going to come back. I just know as of last year, they knew she was missing All In, and then they knew she was missing all year. And then for the first 6 months of the year, I didn't hear anything about Jamie Hayter. Any thoughts about Shane McMahon talking to AEW? He's not. I think he's talking to talent. We're going to have an update on that. So obviously he knows talent and all that, but Tony Khan was very, very forthright with Dave Meltzer saying, I've never met that man, never talked to him in my life. Well, if somebody's coming into AEW, they're probably going to talk to Tony Khan, or there's going to be some knowledge of it there. Do I think that him and AEW could be good? To what degree? If he did something with the Elite, I would think that would be very funny, actually. I think that would be kind of funny. But listen, he's got no stink on him from any of the Vince stuff because as best we know, it appears that maybe he didn't have knowledge of it. Maybe. I don't. He's not named in anything. I think that him doing stuff with the Elite could be very funny. What else we got? Where the hell's my Q&A form? Penta just canceled a date for 6/29 in Mexico. Are there plans for him at Forbidden Door? I would imagine he ends up doing something there. Yeah. Chances that Jeremy Lambert actually goes through a table at the Smithy. So Jeremy is a very light fella. And is Cole Radrick going to put him through the table? That is a table spot I would like to see. Will the table break? I don't know. What do you expect AEW to get on their TV deal as far as length and annual amount? I would expect a four or 5 year deal or 3 years with options. And you know, I don't really have necessarily any insight as to how much they'll get. And I'll tell you why I don't have insight as to how much they'll get. It depends on what's in the deal. okay, is AEW Dynamite? Is Collision? Is Rampage? Are Collision and Rampage moving nights? Are they supposed to do a reality show? Will they get streaming rights? Will they get next day rights? Will WBD just be able to say, hey, co-promote literally anything that we have? There are so many different things there. If we're talking just Dynamite, Rampage, Collision, I think probably in the neighborhood of 150 to 200 million a year, maybe. I don't know. If you got pay-per-view, I think that it'd have to be more than that. I think they could hit that bill number over the whole thing. Do you know if TNA has plans to bring back Lethal Lockdown? Maybe once they do something or they get set up wherever it is they want to get set up. You know, I've heard rumors that maybe they want to have a more stable home base, so to speak, as far as a budget goes. So maybe once that happens, but I haven't heard of any like imminent plans. Where's Tiffany Stratton been? Listen, I don't know, but she hasn't wrestled since that very unfortunate Instagram story post. She has not been featured on in any matches. Heard any specific date for Ricochet's contract expiration? Just July. I'll probably find out a date as we get nearer. A bit on Viking Raiders. It looked like Eric was going to train. I know Ivar was starting to get a little bit more feeling in one of his arms. And I feel like he went and did some testing and the like. Let me check what I had heard about that. Yeah, I think he had to go to Birmingham for something and get a nerve test. But that was like several weeks ago. And yeah, has a pretty lengthy road to recovery. Man had to get an epidural. Dude was in a lot of pain, man. And when I talked to him for our interview, he was like, it seems like he was always wrestling every match like it was his last. That's really sad, man. Who's going to be the wild card in the men's Owen Hart tourney? I think it should be Ricky Starks or Hangman Page. I think those would make a lot of sense. Hangman coming back will help out numbers, I would imagine, too, because, man, that guy is just perpetually over. But Ricky Starks being involved would be nice as well, unless they just don't have somebody like set yet, right? Like, it's hard for me to think that they don't, because this is such a big tournament, and I think they do need another major, major name that you believe can win it. Chances that Camille debuts at Forbidden Door, as likely as anyone else, I guess. I've not heard of any creative plans for her at all. Percentage chance Pentagon leaves for WWE or Sheamus ends up in AEW. If I were WWE, I would want Pentagon. And if I were AEW, I'd want Sheamus. I'd put him in the BCC. I would have him team up with Claudio over there in that as well. You know what? If I could make a little swaparoo there, I probably would. Where else can you see signing with AEW if not WBD? They're going to do a deal with WBD. It's going to happen. Unless something tragic happens, I don't think that they're going to be off WBD. Feedback internally on Brooks Jensen's heavy method acting online. A lot of people being quiet about it. They're just letting him do his thing, right? And I don't like that he posted a bunch of the pictures of the fallen rock stars, because that had some implications with like the quote, the caption, getting the picture yet. And I'm like, man, I don't like that. I don't. There's no way around that. I don't like that. What are your thoughts on Athena not relinquishing the ROH women's belt? Because she's not hurt. She ain't hurt. It's an angle. They let it. They leaned into it on ROH. That they're accusing her of faking it. Any Mickie James updates as far as her wrestling again? I have not heard anything on that, but I would be shocked if she doesn't wrestle again, because other than that, let me see what her last match is. I know she's been doing some OVW work as well. And it's like with the creative element of that, but she's 44 years old. She can still wrestle. She worked a show a few months ago in Australia against Vix Crow. It's the former Alicia Fox. Other than that, Trinity beating her at Bound for Glory was her last match. I think that her last match will become a big thing. Whether it be TNA, WWE, AEW, they'll make it a big thing. As somebody pointed out, Tiffany was on commentary last Friday. I think she'll win Money in the Bank, but she just hasn't wrestled since that one day. Do you believe in Joe Hendry or believe he's under contract for a significant time? I'll work to find out that. I do believe in Joe Hendry. I interviewed Joe Hendry back in his ROH days, like 4 years ago I interviewed him. So I believed in him long before many people did. Let's see here. Do you think we see Becky back or return in the Rumble? I think it's possible. I know that when people ask her, she's just like kind of jokingly like, let me enjoy my time type of thing. I'm not talking about people asking her to come back. I'm talking about people being like, what's up? What's going on? She is very much enjoying her time off from what I understand. And well-deserved. Gets to be a mom, gets to hang out with her presumably awesome kid. So good for her. She definitely deserves that. Do I think Alexa Bliss will eventually join the Wyatt stable? I do, eventually. But I feel like she should sort of be recruited in by Nikki, because Nikki and her have history. And I think that that's important. I think it's important to play off of. Ospreay's most likely Wembley opponent this week, I think it's MJF after what we saw. I think that if you're going to do Bryan Danielson, presumably, because here's another thing. If Hangman is in the Owen, it could very well be Hangman and Swerve at All In. I just dropped my phone. But Bryan Danielson, it could be him too, right? Like, if you're doing that, I think that you need to do MJF and Ospreay as well. Let's see what else we got. Any news on the Motor City Machine Guns? Guys, I have not reported that they have signed with AEW. I can't say a lot beyond that. I have not heard that they're signed with AEW as of yet. Do you know if CM Punk had full creative control of his character in AEW similar to Hogan? Not that I heard. But I'll work to find out that one. Joshua Cohen says, in your Wednesday live show with John Alba, which is fantastic, please do more collabs with him as you guys have great chemistry. I will. I love working with John Alba. He's wonderful. I'm not necessarily looking to add new shows to my slate, but I will collaborate with him more. He says, you mentioned the most likely WBD AEW deal would be for 5 years of TV. How would ROH fit into this? What is being discussed as the future for ROH Honor Club? I've not heard any discussions regarding that, honestly. I've never heard that it was something that WBD was really looking to get. In fact, when AEW first acquired it, I heard it was something WBD wanted to stay away from and didn't want certain wrestlers on back then. I don't know if that's still the case now, but I haven't heard anything in relation to that. Philip McConnell says, any idea how many people watch the weekly ROH show compared to how many watch Dark and Elevation? I have a lot of friends who never watched ROH but love Dark and Elevation. Well, Philip, it's ease of access. It's ease of access, and it's not on YouTube. The reason it's not is because they want to be able to make a little bit of money off of it. And I would assume that if they're still doing it this way, the reason why that they put it behind that paywall is because it makes more money than YouTube ads, which I think if they sold memberships on YouTube and did super chats and stuff like that in AEW, they would probably do well. If I were AEW and any wrestling company, period, I would make my chat subscriber only and charge $5 a pop for those. If people want to go through there and say dumbass shit, and I'm not talking about you guys commenting here, but go to a WWE kickoff show or an AEW kickoff show. It is the dumbest shit you'll ever see. And you can barely read the chat. First off, put slow mode on. Second off, put it on subscribers only. Make a little bit of money off of that. I think that's just common sense. But it's a negligible percentage compared to dark because the ease of access is not there. Any truth to PWN's report a few weeks ago regarding women's mid-card titles? Well, I like the people at PWN a lot. I just haven't personally heard that yet. Why do you think AEW product seems to be on a steady decline, and what do they need to do to recover? I mean, listen, that is a subjective thing. If you mean viewership, I think there's a lot of reasons for the viewership, but also I think that WWE doesn't suck now, and that's a big, big thing. WWE sucked when AEW started, and I think, by and large, most people do want to watch AEW, or I mean WWE, rather. They want to enjoy it. They want it to be good, but it just doesn't always work that way, and now it's pretty decent. It's, for the most part, sensical. I think they're falling into giving a lot of people title shots that probably haven't earned them on screen. But I think that they need to get asses in seats. You put asses in seats, and that will change your perception on TV. And I have constantly said how I do that. Take a hit on the live event gates initially. Mark down your ticket prices to such an extreme degree. And I don't mean like, oh, after they go on sale and people spent $200 on tickets, then you get the me and three or whatever the bullshit that is. Start with a very low price. That way a full family can go. That way you can put asses in seats. Try different looks, different venues. Turn up the lighting. Don't make everything so dark and dreary if you can help it. Perception. Make it look slick. Do we know who's behind the camera when doing all these great WWE one-shots? It's a variety of people. Which promotion in North America is third behind WWE or AEW based on attention, attendance, growth? Based on attendance, MLW's been doing a lot of great attendance. They haven't been getting the attention, though. TNA has been getting the attention. Growth. I don't know if I've seen a ton of growth. I mean, GCW always does great audiences as well. I'd say probably TNA and MLW is right there with them. Yeah. Any updates on Mako Satomura? Corey's been sitting on a report for a while, but I just don't feel confident in putting out necessarily a lot of that information. But we haven't heard of her being used or being brought up by creative or anything like that. Have you ever been asked to not ask about a topic by a PR team, but a talent brought it up? How do you navigate something like that? Yeah, once upon a time, TNA's PR team asked me to not ask about other companies and about contracts. And I can't remember who the talent was, but brought up both of those. And I'm like, well, I can't like tell them to not do that, right? Like, I can't like sit there and cut them off and say, oh no, hey, what are you doing? We should avoid talking about this, yada, yada. Like, listen, man, like if they want to talk about that, they want to talk about it. And here's my thing. All due respect to TNA or anybody else. If you say only ask about my company, well, great. Those are going to be the only people that care about that interview. You know what I mean? Like, as opposed to people finding you and saying, I wonder what they're up to now. You're going to get people that are just already interested in the show, and it's not as much promotion. When it comes to ratings, they also look at DVR recordings. Internally, the companies and the networks do. The advertisers don't care about that. And that's the numbers are truly for the advertisers. That's what they're for. They're not for wrestling fans. They're not for me. They're not for you. They're not for wrestling media. They're for they're for advertisers to determine what they should pay for advertising. And I look at that and I go, okay, well, why would they care about DVR recordings? You're fast forwarding through the commercials. So yeah, they have those internally, but advertisers don't really care. Nick O'Shea says, Fightful reported the Wyatt Six won't be supernatural, but they had smoke, fog in the backstage, destruction, thoughts. Brother, I don't know what to tell you. I don't have thoughts. I didn't write the story. I didn't book it. I asked before and I asked after, and I was told that as of then, no supernatural elements. Listen, you ain't got to have supernatural elements to run a fog machine, right? Look, well, are we going to talk, act like Bray Wyatt never did audio-visual gimmicks as well? Any word on if there will be a Women's Money in the Bank qualifying match? I believe so. I think there is. Right? They've got the triple threat. I think they got that one. Is that not announced yet? I'm pretty sure they announced that, right? If not, I'll just tell you what I heard here. Let me pull up my notes. Bink, bink, bink. I believe it was Mishin, Chelsea, and Bianca. Yeah, I think they announced that. What so far? Also, Orton, Tama, Carmelo. There's going to be a LA Knight, Logan Paul thing. There's going to be a Cody Rhodes thing, CM Punk thing, Owens, Andrade, Waller as well. There's quite a bit of stuff going on tonight. I'm going to be on the post show tonight as well. I'm going to swing by there. The CM Punk appearance has me being like, you know what? I'll show up to work tonight. I'm going to answer your super chats, humper chats after the show as well. Jared says, sorry for stacking questions. Saw Mojo was representing a WWE talent. Is the wrestler talent or turn talent rep pipeline lucrative, or are there more wrestlers being repped? Oh, there's a lot of wrestlers being repped by them. I'll give you guys a little tip because he and a fellow by the name of Steve K bought part of Black Label Pro. They announced it. Now, Paragon Talent Group is their group, and I'll just give you an example. Now, I don't know that they work the contracts for all these people, but they help with them with brands and partnerships that they got. On their page, they got Dango, Eric Rowan, who just got signed, Summer Rae, Claudio, Cassie Lee, Jess McKay, Harley Cameron, John Morrison, Gresham, Lindsay Dorado, Nia Jax, Jordan Grace, Andrade, Maria, Tyler Breeze, Enzo, EC3, Zaya Brookside, Taya Valkyrie, like Moose, like Matt Raywell. They've got a ton of people that they work on brand deals for. When do you think WWE will announce Bad Blood? Probably Money in the Bank or SummerSlam. They'll probably announce it at a pay-per-view, right? Probably. And for the record, I think almost every wrestler in the bigs should be repped. What do you know about this Rob Kligman guy that Anthem hired? Former WWE guy. Other than that, I don't know a ton about him, except that they're hopeful that he can, you know, help lead them in a path where they haven't been in quite a while. Is it true Triller bought the library pay-per-view rights for AEW? They bought the ability to like resell them, I think. You got to pay for them. They don't like have the library right now. Where do you think the first NXT on the CW will be location-wise? Chicago, NYC, or somewhere else? Well, it depends on the scale of it. It's going to be in October. Somewhere spooky-themed maybe, right? Let's say Salem, Massachusetts. Go to Salem, Massachusetts. That sounds like, I mean, they were in Clarksville, Tennessee, right? Like, what the hell are we doing here? I'm excited for them to do the CW move, and I hope that they do go on the road. I really do. With Invicta getting a TV deal in CBS, is Anthem more open to the idea of Impact on a different network? If they're not open to the idea of Impact on another network, they should be. They need to make money off this thing. I love what they did, especially Santi, who I'm going to have on a future post-pay-per-view show, worked with TNA to allow streamers to stream on Twitch. Because I'm like, listen, yeah, you got it behind your paywall. It's on Access. You need to open yourself up to a brand new audience. And the ability for TikTok and Twitch streamers to cast this out to a completely different audience that may never watch it. And quite frankly, some of those streamers might not have watched it before either, but now it's a worthwhile piece of content for them as well. Very smart idea from TNA and Santi. And I got to say this too, shout out to Top Dollar, because Top Dollar was one that was telling them that they needed to have people streaming it a long time ago. I just think that is a really good idea. Really good idea. Let's see what else we got here before I wrap up, because I do have to scoot out of here momentarily. What do you think AEW has to do to get their houses back up? Okay, I have mentioned this before, and I mentioned this a little bit earlier. So here's what I would do. There is a bit of a... I would stop running places here and there where people can take the pictures of the half-empty venues. Run smaller venues. I understand that in Tony's eyes, the bigger venues have, first off, they're cleaner. You run into less issues, better production setups, cleaner, all that stuff. I completely get it. Better subscription lists to mail out. For example, if AEW is coming to Rupp Arena, I hear about it because I'm on the Rupp Arena mailing list. However, how many people really pay attention to those mailing lists? Not me. I would run more intimate venues, and I would make the tickets dirt cheap. Even if you got to break even or take a hit on it, make the tickets dirt cheap. Get people in there that normally would not be able to afford to go to a wrestling show, or like take, I've said this time and time again, taking a whole family to a wrestling show, a WWE show, is massively expensive. So be like, you know what? Let's get them in here, and then let's cultivate fans that way. You have to make it look like it's the cool thing to be at again. Back when Dynamite first started, you would see women in the crowd with their boyfriends. They'd be standing up with their beer, hanging out like they were at a party, on a date, watching wrestling. The crowd was special. Crowd ain't special anymore. Got to make the crowd special. Scale it down a little bit. There's nothing wrong with that. Run different venues. Run like a Manhattan Center, Globe Theater, a beach, something like that to create special moments. That's what I would like. Connor says, enjoyed you on Busted Open. They definitely ran with the Taylor Swift bait. It's always flattering to be asked on there. I love Dave LaGreca. He's one of my favorite people in wrestling. I have spoken to Mark Henry a number of times lately, and he has been good as gold to me. He said something very, very nice to me off camera, or about me off camera, that I don't think he even realized meant a lot to me, and it did mean a lot to me. And Thunder Rosa is just a fucking badass. That woman is such a badass and has always been great to me. Even when I've had to report things that aren't, you know, aren't great regarding her and Britt, she's always been wonderful to me and has treated me with a great professional level and respect. Louis says ITW is better than Busted Open. I do love In the Weeds. I love In the Weeds. Guys, hopping off of here. Thank you all so much. I will be on the SmackDown post show. Till next time, we're out.